Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world from what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now, wonder what you tell me now. Stop fire!
color. Everybody,
we need each other.
Wake up, everybody. Well, see, we need, wake up, everybody. We
come
need,
on, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
They're the one who's coming out.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome, this wonderful evening. Grateful and thankful to still yet be here amongst the living. Grateful that God has allowed us an opportunity to be able to celebrate and witness another wonderful Christmas celebration as we celebrate the actual birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May not be the actual day, but we just acknowledge him and take time out of our year to say, we want to celebrate. And I just thank God once again for the family, friends that we've had an opportunity to spend time with, and just pray that God continue to give us the opportunity to move forward, to press forward, to be the best us that we can be. And I just pray that God continue to allow us to see many more Christmases to be with family and friends. My name is Tammy Storr. We'll be joined by Minister Jesse Storr shortly. Thanking God for your presence. I know this is the day after Christmas, and I know a lot of people are away, but we just thank God for those that have had an opportunity to make their way to hear what thus says the Lord through Minister Jesse tonight, as I know I will be listening more than speaking and knowing I will grow and learn as well. And tonight, as we speak about what we've learned from the challenges of 2022, and I just thank God that he will give us the ability to reflect and go back down memory lane, pour from it what we need to pull from it, and press forward with that to let it be building blocks for us to move forward and do great things in 2023. We are still here because there's still much work that needs to be done. We thank God for each and every one of you that are married, those of you that are single, that felt that you just needed to be here tonight to learn a little bit about what we've learned from the challenges of 2022, not just in your marriage, but just in general. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, always I just want to say thank you for another evening, another opportunity to be able to declare and decree your word, to be able to understand, Father God, that there is greatness in all of us, that we have the ability, Lord God, to go through some ups and downs to help us become stronger, wiser, and better, to be able to understand that we go through challenges every now and then, but they don't last always, that we have the ability to recognize, know, and understand that we will continue to grow year after year if only we allow ourselves that opportunity. So as we continue to think about how we went through 2022 and some of the challenges and some of the blessings that we received, that we're able to grow from it and go forward and welcome 2023 in a mighty way. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for every woman, every man that has made their way to the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, whether they're single, whether they're married. You know what they all stand in need of. I pray tonight that you meet them all in their time of need. Give them an opportunity to lean and depend on you. Help them understand, Lord God, that they, Father, can help make a difference in their marriages or in their relationships with their significant other if they desire. We know, Lord God, in order to get different results, we got to do some different things in our lives. And so I pray that you just, Father God, orchestrate everything that we must do. Give us the ability to understand and know that, Father God, we can and will make a difference in this world day in and day out if we apply ourselves, Father. I thank you on today that you will continue to help us, Father, be, Father God, an individual that understands and knows that there's a purpose and a plan. Prosper us in each and every one of our lives, not to bring us harm. And I just thank you, Lord God, for the plans that you already have mapped out for each and every one of us. Let us embrace them. Let us do our part to excel in all that you desire for us to do. Thank you once again, Father God, for all of those that we know have not been 100% in their body, but you would bless them, Lord God, so that they have an opportunity to be able to understand and know, Father God, that there's some things that they still yet need to do. So we know total body healing is coming their way. Thank you for what you're doing for Mama Store. She fell and broke her hip, but making that turn and doing a good job trying to get up and be able to get to the restroom and do the things that she needs to do. So we thank you for every individual that will oversee her and give her an opportunity to grow and be able, Lord God, to gain strength, Father, to keep keeping on. As always, Father, thank you for all of us that we know are preparing ourselves to go back into the workforce tomorrow. Just be with us, energize our bodies. I know my body is tired, and I pray that you energize me as I get up early in the morning and accomplish the things that I need to accomplish. So thank you tonight, Lord God, for your many blessings that you always bestow upon us. Thank you for the man of the hour that just always, Father, willing to come and share through transparency a word and season that you placed on his heart. And I thank you that tonight is no different, that you would give him the ability to come forward and be able to declare and decree a word, speak a word into our lives, and we'll be able to receive it, run with it, and share it with others at the appropriate time. As always, I just want to ask, Lord God, anyone that desires to share tonight some of the things that they went through in 2022 and how it's preparing them to forge forward in 2023, we pray, Lord God, that they will press one on, Father God, their phones. They will be placed in the host queue and then be able to come back and be able to deliver, Father, whatever it is that you desire for them to share, whether it's to ask a question, whether it's to share through transparency things that you've blessed them to overcome, whether it is to speak about that you desire for them to do as they move forward in 2023. We just thank you for the participation that will take place tonight. We thank you that every individual understands, stay within 2 to 3 minutes and be able to speak and then allow us to come back in. You desire to come back in and speak again. We thank you, Lord, that you have put it back on their spirit to press one, to come off the host queue, and then press one again to be able to go back onto the host queue again to be able to share additional information. As always, we want to just thank you in advance for every individual that has made their way to the Blog Talk Radio Show. May they continue to have their territories expanded. May they continue to have prosperity fall upon them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God.
Amen. Let everybody say amen one more time. We praise God. Beautiful prayer, beautiful entree by my queen, my wife, my best friend, my confidant on all of those things. And what thus says the Lord on this last Monday of 2022. We praise God and we give him all glory, honor, and praise. But it truly is a beautiful reality to be here still living in this particular dispensation. So much is going on. So much is happening. So much is taking place. And we have a difficult time sometimes trying to hold on and trying to figure out what time it really is. But we want to encourage you tonight to know and to understand that he is still in charge. He is still living large, regardless of what we may think, feel, or believe. God is still there. And so what can we learn as we look back on the challenges of 2022, especially as it relates to the impact of these issues and challenges that we face during 2022 and on our marriages and those things that we desire to see, that we expect to see, to come forth and to manifest themselves. And for whatever reason, sometimes they seem not to occur. And we find ourselves sometimes scratching our heads and wondering what happened. Why did that happen? What took place? And why did this take place, or why did that take place? So we come tonight with that sincere desire to just share openly, where we just maybe, Tammy, have a little dialogue about this past year. You know, it was a year filled with challenges on all levels, which impacted the stability of oneness in America and around the world, quite frankly. So many challenges coming out of the pandemic, which I guess we really could say the pandemic is not over. But the pandemic itself created so many issues, so many situations where there were loved ones being lost, yet at the same time, there were new ones entering this world. And statistically, we had a little bump up in the amount of children that were being born, yet at the same time, we were having an increase in the number of marriages being dissolved. Even in 2022, you know, when we began to try to figure out how do we put a border around the issues that plagued us in 2022, it becomes very difficult. It's not easy. Because, see, we live in a world today that's changing so rapidly, Tammy. It's changing so rapidly. And it's changing oftentimes without what we think, Phil, may be an appropriate filtration system. There was a time when we really did believe in sacred sources. Sacred sources meaning those books that represented various faith systems around the world. And those sacred books were really relied upon and looked upon as having power and having demonstrated power. It came directly from the heart of God himself. Yet over these past few years, it seems as though there have been men and women who have taken those same sacred texts and have used them in ways that the words seem to say are abominable activities or abominable applications of what God himself may have put in place. And so there are challenges that were very, very unique this year. We'll get to some of those, and we'll chat about some of those. But the greatest challenges that we face, we want to look at them from two different perspectives. One is intrinsically and extrinsically. We're going to just simply say that on an extrinsic, on an intrinsic basis, when we look at trying to see what that means, that it's almost like a natural, something essential, something that, you know, it has such a high quality of relevance that you know, it's something that impacts us from the inside. You know, we get affected by it. It's deeply rooted. It's something that's in us that's inseparable or permanent. And see, we begin to look to our intrinsic nature. We begin to look at these fundamental sets of belief that we come to embrace in whatever boundary system we may use that govern our activities. We use that to control our responses to external sources on our oneness. These are deeply rooted feelings that we have, but we have connected ourselves to a set of rules or to boundaries that we embrace intrinsically. And we just know and understand that whatever goes down and whatever happens, that's what we're going to be governed by, our intrinsic nature, our intrinsic value, how we would relate to the world and how we relate to what many of us call the leadership of the spirit. Now, we know also extrinsically, we also have a view of this world. And extrinsically, that's something that's not part of what we may look at as being essential, but they are factors that can indeed affect how we think. These are things that come from the outside. These are foreign examples of foreign inputs of information. So if we said intrinsically, you know, we believe in reading a particular sacred text, and many of us would may call that the word of God, yet extrinsically, we may then also have other forms of information, other forms of information or ideas that come from outside of that particular reference point. And oftentimes it may confirm or sometimes it may expand or give a different perspective on all of that. But even as we as individuals, what we do is we work to reduce the impact of that as well on our oneness. So in both cases, what we're trying to do is always find weapons that are not carnal, but they are mighty, to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations that will cause us to miss the mark of the higher calling. So when we look at all the challenges around us, all of the things that are going on, it can become very, very complicated. It can become very, very busy. So the key thing we want to chat about is that we never stop, Sammy. We never stop learning. Whenever we get to the point to think, feel, or believe that we have arrived based on all of the dynamic changes, all of the things that take place intrinsically, where we come to a greater understanding, where we've been meditating on something, where we've been meditating on something both day and night to observe everything that's written therein, and then all of a sudden we begin to have a level of success or a level of prosperity in something, we begin to want to understand, but then how do we stay focused and stay in the lane of such reality all the time? And that's when we begin to understand that there are extrinsic forces as well, external forces, external sources that's also trying to cause us to miss that mark, cause us to do those things which are contrary to the will of God. So we have this constant battle going on, my sister, my wife, my queen, that God himself pointed out in Genesis 15. He called it enmity, that we're going to constantly have this. Sometimes it may be right in the bedroom of our marriages. It may be right in the laboratory of our homes, or it may be out there in the vineyard, out there in the marketplace where you work, or just where you may travel back and forth to your occupation. It's everywhere. We can't get around it. These are challenges that are real. And in 2022, we had some that came knocking on the door that was different from ever before. Some is just residual leftovers. How many of us had challenges even today, whether or not we should do something as simply as go and take a shot or not? And this statement is not to advocate to take a shot or not take a shot. It's just used for illustrative purposes. But you had one group on one side saying, yeah, you should go, and if you take a shot, you're patriotic. You had another group saying, no, I don't want to take a shot because I want to maintain my freedom to choose. And so we got all into these challenges, even within families, even within marriages. There were some that they became so heated, became so difficult, that it began to have a very negative effect on the marriage. That should never happen. That should never happen. And see, as we begin to look at how do we come together when these situations take place, that's going to naturally occur. Because in addition to the natural things that take place, in 2022, there were some things, especially as the year unfolded, that perhaps we didn't even think about. You know, the marketplace, we started seeing tenant prices go up like crazy. That caused some issues in some homes where you've got a pretty, where the income and the revenue capability is pretty flat. You don't have the capability. They call it a fixed income. Think about the impact that's been on those on a fixed income for 2022. As we saw all kinds of price increases, and as some brother was sharing today, isn't it interesting? You could be in one particular industry, and in that one particular industry, if something goes up, something as simple as just the fuel costs alone, then all of those corresponding industries that are serviced by by transportation and logistics begin to say, I've got to raise my prices too. So you might say, what does that have to do with oneness? They got a lot to do with oneness. Because then all of a sudden, if you don't have the money to stretch to buy the same things that you've been buying in the past, what might happen? All of a sudden, you might begin to say, wait a minute, we're not buying the same quality of food. Or wait a minute, we're not having the same portions of food. Or wait a minute, you know, our children don't like this particular taste of food. Or wait a minute, oh, we used to have a date night, but we don't have that date night anymore. Oh, wait a minute. I hope you understand and get my drift on what I'm saying. Because when your money begins to be capable to spend less, then all of a sudden there's a stress that enters into the relationship. And yes, that stress becomes then another challenge that you were not dealing with before. Now, stress was always there, but now all of a sudden that stress is even greater. Did you feel a greater stress in 2022, when all of a sudden the price of gas, the price of groceries, the price to entertain, the price of almost everything began to go up? Sammy, you know, at one time we used to like those, remember the vegetable strings? Those things used to cost like $3.98 a bag. Now they're $6.98. Or just like you and I discovered the other day, we love potassios. And there was one time you could buy like 24, pay $12.88. Now you can still buy the 24, but the bag is about half full. You know, I mean, so now it's like these companies, they have carte blanche. They can, because of this thing we want to call inflation. Or look at the new people telling me they wanted to buy homes this year. They wanted to buy homes and the interest rates changed. And look at what happened to those that were either selling homes or those that wanted to buy homes. All of a sudden, both were put in situations where they had to make a decision. Are we going to continue to look for a home at this particular price level? Or now are we going to be forced to reduce the level of price that we can spend for a home because now interest rates have doubled what they were last year? Another issue that you can't control, but it could have an impact on your oneness. So, you know, there's so many things like this that took place in 2022 that perhaps we were not looking forward to. For that young couple or that middle-aged couple, that couple desiring to downsize because now the children were away, the children had all moved out, and all of a sudden these fundamentals began to change. And all of a sudden, you can begin to introduce a new level of stress into the equation. Or perhaps one or the other, Tammy, was diagnosed with some kind of particular illness, some kind of particular disease, something that was new, that nobody expected it to take place. And all of a sudden, you got a challenge facing you that you had not been prepared for, you did not think was going to be part of the agenda. Oh, yes, it can have an impact on your oneness. Or perhaps another loved one, another family member, something happens to them, and now your skills, your expertise, your time, your whatever may be called into need, and now all of a sudden you've got to do that. Your schedule changed, your focus changed, the things that you've got to do change. Now you got to shift around your time. Will that have an impact on your oneness? Oh, it could if you're not mature, if you don't walk with the matureness that God expects us. See, he expects us to grow up. He expects us to be mature. But if we are not, when these issues, when these changes of life, they're real. They're not something that are not real. They're real realities. When they take place, it can make life very difficult if you're not really walking with a strong level of oneness or committed to your oneness situation. We're going to take a short pause. We're going to come back and we're going to chat more about these issues that occurred to all of us many of us in 2022 and see what we can do to respond, to make sure we can fight off these fiery darts in times of need. We'll be right back.
To God be the glory. I tell you, such an awesome topic tonight, because when we all really want to think about and reflect over any period of time, whether it's what happened last week to prepare us even better for this week. What happened a month ago to this month? What happened a year ago to this year? I mean, we all have the ability to go back down memory lane and reflect and think about what can we learn from the challenges of a specific time. But for the sake of tonight, when we're speaking about a particular year, 2022, as you indicated, so many of us, we've gone through so much in just this world, not just the United States of America, not just our individual families, but just in general as a world. You know, we think about wars and, you know, rumors of wars that are going on right now, you know, in other areas. When we think about what's going on, unfortunately, you know, as it relates to, you know, even women having the right to have their abilities to choose life or not from their own bodies. I mean, that was a major punch in the stomach to so many women, as though a man is going to make a decision for me as a woman as to whether or not, for one reason or another, that I should be able to choose to be able to stay with child or not. I mean, there was so much when we look back over all of the things that, you know, it still came into 2022, but right at the very beginning of the insurrection. I mean, that was something that we saw leading up to that day from so many months before in 2022, in 2021. And I'm just hopeful and I'm grateful that as we talk about these things, as we think about these things, you know, we could put things in perspective. It's not just, yes, we do focus on marriages and oneness, but a lot of times the things that we discuss, it can go further and beyond what we classify as oneness or marriages that we speak about on a regular basis. I mean, some of the things I think about even within our household, Jesse, that we dealt with going over in 2022, as I look back over it and some of the things that really truly are what we call stress factors. I mean, you know, we started with, unfortunately, finding out and determining that you were having some challenges yet again, unfortunately, with the prostate, and found out after you had knee surgery at the beginning of 2021, you had the knee surgery, had to do everything you needed to do there. As you were rolling into 2022, then we discover and determine that you had some challenges that had reoccurred with this thing we call prostate cancer. Fast forward a little bit more, we realized, you know, we were having some issues with our mother, where she was falling, your mother, my mother-in-law that I see as my mother as well, where she was falling one too many times. And so it's a very, very much so a concern of ours. So anytime we can't get her, we try to go over there to make sure that she has not fallen and hasn't had any issues. When I think about the most recent fall that you weren't even supposed to be there and go over there and be in her presence that day, I was when I got off work. But she had fallen earlier in the day, would have been down on the floor. We don't know how many hours if you wouldn't have went with the, you know, unction of the Holy Spirit that you needed to go by there and check on her. So to God be the glory for you to do that versus going out of town that you were scheduled to do. There's so many things that we can think about, relationships between children and spouses, relationships between just spouses in general, or children and parents, and then relationships between spouses, relationships between siblings, relationships between coworkers, relationships between friends. These are all things that really can impact where we are and how we really deal with some of the challenges that we've been through in a particular time frame, in particular 2022. I hope we've all grown from it. Hope we can move forward and realize and understand there's still yet work to be done, and we can't waddle in what we've been through, but we got to, like, pull ourselves out of that ugly clay and be able to now get stronger, wiser, and better because of the strength that it took us to pull ourselves out of those situations. And when we realize we've gone through a major change, it's then and only then that we understand that based on the sacrifices that we have made, based on the love that we have for one another, it gives us the ability to understand and know that we can forge forward. I think about our grandbaby that we were looking so forward to having as a part of our lives. And as you always say, be able to spoil and just love on her unconditionally. God said, not yet, not yet. I still have yet some work that needs to be done before I do that to you all. And so we don't know the reason. We don't know why. But I know that's one of the biggest challenges I personally went through, when we know that through the loss of such a beautiful baby that our daughter had to give birth to, but knowing that she wasn't going to survive or did not survive. It was one of the hardest things I think we've ever gone through, for me personally. And these are things that when we look back over this time period, that we can truly say that we're stronger, we're wiser, we're better, because we have allowed ourselves to grow and to get better. And I'm grateful, so that when we really truly think about how can we really make a difference, especially in our marriages, if we've gone through some ups and downs in 2022, what are we doing as an individual to say, I've learned from that situation, I've grown from that misunderstanding, I'm willing to go forward and do the things that I need to do as an individual, as I look in the mirror and see the corrections and the adjustments I personally need to make, Jesse, in order to get our relationship moving back in the direction it needs to be in. You know, and I think about 1 Corinthians that we all are so familiar about, where it talks about love is patient, love is kind, where it talks about it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. Those kind of things is what we know can help make a difference in our lives on a daily basis, because we got to know that love is patient, it is kind. And if we operate in those, we will find ourselves doing so much better. It's almost like the fruit of the Spirit, how we're able to say, I'm willing to operate in peace, love, joy. I understand self-control, gentleness. I understand patience. You know, these are things that we know can and will make a difference in our lives on a daily basis. You know, I think about sometimes when I'm thinking about how important it is for us to know our roles, you know, for us to understand who we are as individuals. I want the spouses to be able to be there to support one another. That's what God said. I want to put you to sleep, Adam, so that I can pull out a woman to be able to be your helpmate. I want to create someone that is going to be that soulmate, that's going to be there for you to help encourage you, build you up, help carry you through your difficult days when you're not 100% in your body, willing to go and get a glass of water, willing to go get the medicine, willing to bring you food to the bed, when you're not 100% mentally and not knowing which way to go and what to do because you just have a brain fog. And at that moment, it takes a significant person, a spouse, significant other, to be able to help lead, guide, and direct. And so when I think about even 1 Peter 3:7, Jesse, it talks about husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and of being as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. How many are you praying together? I mean, if we know that we've gone through some challenges in a particular time frame, I hope and I pray that God has given you enough wisdom, enough understanding to say, this is what you need to do. And one of the things that you need to do is, first of all, acknowledge where you are in your relationship. You got to do that first before you know what to pray for. We already know. God said it. Women are going to be the weaker vessels for the most part in a relationship physically. Doesn't mean that we will be the weaker vessel as it relates to the mental of it, as it relates to just helping keep things together around the house. As a matter of fact, the woman may be the stronger one that's doing a lot of those things. Whatever the case may be, the key thing that I will say is work together with each other to be able to know that there's things that you need to do. And the number one thing would be that you pray without ceasing. That's what the word tells us. Pray without ceasing so that you will have everything covered. Every day you should be praying, I'm willing to put on that full armor of God so that I can withstand the wiles of the devil. Because the number one area that I can promise you that you're going to continue to have challenges and struggle with is in marriages. If you do not put on that full armor every single day and understand it all throughout the day, you are probably going to have to use a lot of that gear to fight off the evil one, because he's coming. The wiles of the devil is coming. But what are you doing to fight it off? What are you doing to stay strong and stay planted and steadfast and unmovable always abounding in the word of God, because he can't get to you when you got the word all over you and up and down you and around you. You're covered. So plead that blood upon you and your family, and especially your spouse. And so I just pray that God gives us all the ability to understand and know that there's some great things that we must do here on this earth. And we got to understand that if it's not good for a man to live alone, it's not good for a woman to live alone. We all need to be a helpmate to one another. But how many of us know that when you're with someone 24/7 for the most part, or constantly in each other's presence, that there may be some things that might be said, there may be some things that might be done that will allow you the opportunity to understand and know what it means to have a forgiving heart, to forgive your spouse when they've done whatever they've done, unfortunately, that it would cause you to have some challenges. Be able to be quick to forgive, or be quick to ask for forgiveness. And I'm just grateful, Jesse, as I close my segment out and just sharing through transparency that I've grown so much over this year of 2022. I've cried more, I think, in 2022 than I have in I don't know how many years. I just pray that God continues to give me the strength that I feel today and that I see in you, that we're able to continue to do the things that we need to do with all of the things that we know we have on our to-do list, on our plate, but we still are willing to reach out and be a blessing to someone else. And I'm just praying that God continues to help us understand and know that we do have the capacity. We do have everything we need to help make a difference in the lives of the individuals that we truly will come in contact with. I just only hope and pray that we continue to keep hope no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, no matter what challenge it is, that we have hope to get to the other side. Because we know love can be challenging. It can be to the point where it allows marriages to struggle. But if what we start with, when we know we got so much love with one another, and that's why we're willing to walk down that aisle and say, I do, we got to continue that building process of our marriage. We can't give up, but we got to figure it out through communication what to do to reduce some of the challenges that we may have had the year before. May peace, may forgiveness, may comfort, and may patience be upon each and every one of you so that you can forge forward to the mark of the high calling in love, in peace with your spouse so that any conflict, any challenges that come your way, they don't stay around. You're able to deal with them and move on and allow yourself to grow and mature from whatever it was. May God bless your marriages, and may he bless the marriages to be in Jesus' name. And by the way, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
Powerful prophetic utterance from my queen, so timely. 2022 has been so rough, and statistically, let me share it like this. In 2015, there was about 50% of the American population, total population, was married. Just 7 years later, the number down to 45%. Can you believe that? This overall, in 7 years, you lost from 50 to 45%. And at the same time, the number of those who say they were not in a relationship rose from 32 to 37%, according to the American Family Survey. See, all around of us, all around, we see the challenge against God's first ordained institution. We should not be surprised. And while we know that we want and desire for all of us to have as much free will as we can, that's possible in this society, we also must know and understand that sometimes that freedom, it has a price, and it can cost you a whole lot if you're not careful. That's why when we are willing to submit ourselves one to another in the concept of oneness in marriage, It's becoming the greatest challenge on the planet. Because all around you, there are forces that are trying to cause you to renege on the deal. If any of you play cards, you may remember that nomenclature when you're playing, when you cheat, you might say. You've done something wrong in the process in your attempt to win. See, there's no winning when you go out and being seduced by the environment of this world where there's a win. There's no win. So we can learn from 2022 that as well, that there's no such thing as the grass is greener on the other side. But I just want to ask you to consider a few things as we close down this, what can we learn from 2022? And we hope when we come on, you're always taking notes. In summation, remember those external things, the inflation and the economy, you can't control that. You can control how you respond to it. You can control how you respond to it by, if possible, and if you have the energy level, if you have the health, you can go out and try to create another revenue stream. Otherwise, it will have an impact on your household because it's going to be demanding more money to come from your household to maintain based on increase in inflation and poor economic conditions. The political perspectives that we see going on in America, where we see a political party attempting to align itself with a movement that we thought many of us was long gone, a movement to where every Sunday in many churches around America, we see a concept of nationalism being displayed and being supported and being substituted for the Word of God. And God is not pleased with that. And we see it occurring more and more bodaciously, so much so where a representative from the state of Georgia said that one political party should call themselves the Christian Republican Party. And see, I haven't read in any scripture where God has ordained any particular party, because we know and understand that it was years ago when the Democratic Party, just to be fallacious in this situation, was the ones trying to keep black folks from being part of integration all across the South. So again, we just have to look at the whole picture. Both of those create issues because some of us believe in the Republican ideology and some believe in the Democratic ideology. But we have to be careful and know how to deal with it. The concept of free speech. All over America in recent weeks, we've seen the response to some of the entertainers and some of the sports figures who have said certain things, supposed certain things, none which have proven to be hateful, but where the world have responded to them in such a manner that their livelihoods, their families have been impacted, to where there have been possibilities of even hurting themselves, causing harms to themselves. Life is real. The things that are going right now are very real, and we must be careful. Freedom of speech is something that seems to become somewhat nebulous. Those skill sets for service in a marketplace and the level of debt and jobs due to inflation in the economy. How we have issues if you don't have that skill set pertinent to the needs of the marketplace. How we can create some issues in the marriage because, again, you're looking at deficits every week, every 2 weeks, every month. And when that takes place, it will indeed create some challenges. It'll create some situations that you don't want to really deal with. All in all, the summation is it's going to increase your level of stress. Stress is the enabler of all forms of funk driven by stress. Any and everything that you have where there's a pain is driven by stress. Any and everything you have where there's a discomfort is driven by stress. Any and every reason where you're not able to communicate is driven by stress. Stress is the enabler. And when it's all said and done, and a lot of folks call it that post-traumatic, you know, disorder, traumatic disorder, but it could be post-traumatic stress disorder because that stress can be from a lot of different realities. But we pray tonight that you're not going to allow that stress to cause you to fail. We pray tonight that you're going to recognize and understand that because you had just this little expose tonight on the challenges about what we learned from 2022 on all of the so many issues that we had to deal with. Perhaps you didn't even think about them. Maybe this presentation will cause you to go back and write down some of the issues that you face so you can also determine how well you were able to overcome. Father, we pray tonight that as we leave, that you'll go and you'll be able to give direction, clarity, and understanding to all of our brothers and our sisters who desire, Father, to grow, knowing and understanding that we always will be students of the Most High. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you once again, Father, and in all its simplicity and all in agreement, Father, with this presentation tonight, simply said, amen and amen. We wish all of you a very, very happy holiday season, a belated Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and may God continue to bless you richly. Get ready for the challenges of 2023. Until next week, peace and love.
Agape love.